Oh shit, I killed it, I said, looking down at the girl laying in the leaves. So there I was, sitting on my rock, waiting for Goldilocks to wake up, when I heard this voice, Dragons. I turned on my rock, and there was an extremely tall humanoid creature. He had this unearthly air around him, and his hair was black, short, which didn't do much to hide his pointed ears. He also had rough skin, and a face that looked like he'd been in the sun for days. Not burnt, just age. He wore full leather armor, which looked weird for this planet's current dress style. His black knee-high boots had spikes on them. Talk about weird. On his back, he strung a long bow and a quiver. He was also carrying this weird-looking man purse. He would definitely stand out in a crowd. You'd probably think he was headed for a LARPing thing or Comic-Con. Elf, I replied. I know that smell anywhere. So you going to get Little Miss Goldilocks to open the egg? Yes. You had to get your claws into something you don't understand, didn't you, dragon? The fairy replied, angrily. Don't call me an elf. I'm a fairy, not a disgusting elf. You know very well it's an insult to call me an I can't even say it. He shivered. FYI, calling a fairy an elf is so degrading and humiliating, I love doing it. This one in particular had this vein that above his eyebrow that seemed to pop when he got angry. Well, I was bored, and the last egg I saw was from the inside out. Then I saw the girl, I pointed, the unconscious girl. And I thought she was there to open the egg anyways. How was I to know she never seen an egg before or that she would freak out, motioning towards the unconscious female? This is all your fault anyways. You elves missed her. How was I to know she wasn't in the loop? You guys should have taken better care. She should have been picked up at a younger age and trained. Not my fault you missed her, I said, defending the fact I did screw up. Hey, I'm not going to take all the blame if I can help it.